Stay tuned for Double or Nothing, produced and transcribed in Hollywood.
For lively flavor and goodness that no one single juice can surpass, serve V8 vegetable juices. There's goodness in every glass.
V8, V8, the all-vegetable drink. It's great. 8 luscious vegetables in every glass of V8. Delicious, nutritious V8.
So buy a can of V8.
It's great.
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. 21 kinds to choose from. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood Campbell Soup, present Double or Nothing, starring Walter O'Keefe.
27 million Americans every day eat soup for lunch. 27 million happy people share one habit, soup for lunch.
What do you have with your soup for lunch? A sandwich? A salad? Dessert? Whichever it is, I'll bet you have soup for lunch, because we Americans are soup eaters, and a soup we really like is Campbell's Vegetable Soup, a regular market basket of garden vegetables and homey beef stock. Mmm, good. Often for your soup for lunch, have Campbell's Vegetable Soup. Here now is Double or Nothing in Campbell's Soup's Better Than a Half Hour. Your paymaster of ceremonies, Walter O'Keefe. Okay, O'Keefe.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for such a hearty welcome. Greetings to all of you around the country, and inasmuch as school has not started yet, we do this broadcast in front of some of the most distinguished members of the Hopalong Cassidy social set. I am not kidding when I talk about Hopalong, because I swear I never would have gotten here on time today had it not been for my Hopalong bicycle. I've got a new Hopalong bike. Oh, it's wonderful. It's got chaps. It's got saddlebags. It is amazing to me the way they have Hopalong. They've got it on soap. He's got it on gloves and hats. And this afternoon, Mrs. O'Keefe is going out to buy her first. She's so excited. She's getting one of the new Hopalong girdles. Which I think leads us up and high time to Double or Nothing. We have a lady here from Nashville 10. Originally, now from Kansas Can. Her name
Wichita,
is...
Kansas.
Pardon?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita?
Oh, yes.
Her name is Mrs. Nona Blue Henderson. That is a unique name, Nona, that blue business.
Yes.
How did you get blue? Was it your aristocratic blood, or what is...
One of my husband's. And I'm a
what, one of your husbands?
Yes.
Shall we keep score for the...
Oh, it'll make a difference.
Well, how many husbands did you have?
Just three.
Just
so
three.
Far.
So far. Three so far. How old are you now, child?
Only 63.
Only 63. You know, my friend Charlie Butterworth, remember the famous comedian who died some years ago? Charlie had a theory about this multiple husband and wife thing. I remember a line of Charlie's that I used to love. He says, any man who gets married a second time doesn't deserve to lose his first wife. Now, Nona, let me ask you this. What is your job? You work on the Wichita Beacon?
Yes, largest newspaper in the state of Kansas, and just growing all the time. I sell...
Who is? The paper?
The
or
paper.
The
and
paper.
And the city, too.
And the city, too.
Oh, yes.
And what department are you in there?
Special display advertising.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You write display?
Oh, yes.
I used to write display advertising in the South Bend News Times.
Is that right?
Yes, that was right after the Civil War.
That's a long time. That's before my time.
It's before your time. Well, now, what is your favorite type of advertising, I mean?
Well, I have so much diversified. I write a lot of mortuary advertising, too. You were talking about Forest Lawn. And
oh, you write a lot of mortuary advertising?
I was taking notes then of how I do when I got back home.
Well, you know, I think the important thing, Nona, is, look, this is a good idea. I always think, because I did the same thing you're doing, it's easier to sell space to an advertiser if you have an idea.
Oh, yes.
You
we
know,
make
with a cup and a copy.
Ideas. Oh,
I'll
yes.
give you one for your favorite undertaker.
Okay.
This came, I think, out of a Wisconsin paper. It says, why walk around half dead when we can bury you for $75?
That's really wonderful.
Why don't you go home and sell Now, what are some of your enthusiasms? You're a very happy guy, and you've raised five sons, and you're a working woman now at 63. What are
and
some
a housekeeper.
Of your, and a housekeeper,
I like
too?
To do everything. Oh, yes. I'm a wonderful cook, and I like to fish, and I like to read. And the 6 months prior to coming here that I had been practically an invalid, I never missed a day getting on your program. And I sent in more questions that were grand, and you never did read them over there. And I could have just killed, and I bought so much pork and beans that I got overweight. That's your fault, too.
I'm sorry that you were laid up, but I'm glad that during the period of your indisposition, you were listening to Double or Nothing.
I enjoyed every minute of it.
Thank you very much, Nona. It's been pleasant to have you here. Now, what is your favorite kind of Campbell soup?
Oh, cream of mushroom, of course.
We'll send you a gift carton with a sponsor's compliments,
Thank
and here's
you.
A chance to win $80. If you were a rhinoceros, this is going to require a feat of imagination on your part, because I don't think you ever thought of being a rhinoceros, did you?
No.
How long would it take you to amble 100 yards?
Well, how much does he weigh? The rhinoceros.
You're a pixie. You were laid up for 6 months. You listen to this every day.
Every
and
day.
You know I can't answer questions like that, Nona.
Well, I'd say maybe 10 minutes.
10 minutes. All right. Thank you, Nona. What category have you chosen?
I don't whether I know it or not. Preserves and condiments.
Oh, I'll bet you.
Well,
you said you were a good cook.
I answer all yours at home, but you know when you get up here, you get stage fright, and you don't with you. Can't do it
you are suffering less from stage fright than anybody this side of Jolson, Nona. You're all right.
First time I was ever in front of a microphone.
Is it, dear? Well, you
That's
comport
right.
yourself with great dignity and wit. So
thank
good
you,
luck
Mr.
to you.
Chief.
I think you'll do all right here. Here's the $2 question for Campbell's soup. If you boil up your fruit with sugar, it's generally called what?
Preserves.
Yeah, jam, mm-hmm. that sort
jam,
of thing.
Jam, jelly.
A traffic jam comes when only one driver is boiled. I mean, that's
right.
creative. Now, the $4 question for Campbell's soup. If you boil your fruit and sugar and then strain it so that it's clear, what do you have?
Well, you can take the juice and have jelly and then...
That's it. That's the point. You've made $4, see? You were right at home when you said if I could get up there, I could answer these, couldn't you?
Yes.
$6 question for Campbell's. Chopped fruits, raisin, mangoes, and spices blended in vinegar is often served with curry dishes. This East Indian condiment is called what?
I call it conserve.
You call it what?
A conserve.
Conserve? Well, in Kansas, it's conserve. In London, it's chutney, but you're both winners. Now, the $10 question. If you get stuck again, just tell me what you call it in Kansas. $10 question for Campbell's soups. A French preserve of red currants, sugar, and syrup starts with the letter B. I'll give you three hints here. Mm-hmm. Is it bonbon, or is it Ballydoo, or is it Bianco?
I'd say Ballydoo.
Ballydoo. You want to go double or nothing for 20?
I guess I better try it. If I lose, I lose.
Well, you get a head in your shoulders, and as long as my head is on mine, we'll do all right. Now, Campbell's soup dasher for $20, double or nothing. The thickening compound that you need for making jams and jelly starts with the letter P. What
Pectin.
Is it?
Pectin.
Pectin for you. You're good. Now, double or nothing for 40?
Oh, I reckon.
Does this feel like your first hayride? Exciting?
Huh? Yes.
For $40, double or nothing. Campbell's dasher this. A jam that's made of oranges. With a sliced orange peel left in it is called what?
Marmalade.
You've won $40. Thank you. Congratulations. Now, Lou Crosby.
Today I'm Dan Cupid Crosby Walter, and I'm aiming my arrows at all the sweet young things that are going to get married this fall. Start out right, gals. That very first dinner you cook for your brand new husband, start it off with Campbell's vegetable soup. If you do, you'll never have to hear about the swell vegetable soup his mother used to make. No, siree, because Campbell's vegetable soup is every bit as delicious as the best home kind. Homey beef broth, chock full of bright garden vegetables. Mmm, good. Besides being so delicious, it's also nourishing. Almost a meal in itself. So when you build that first meal of yours around brimming bowls of Campbell's vegetable soup, you won't have to fix much else for that first dinner in your new home. Good food is mighty important to a happy marriage. Believe me, Campbell's Vegetable Soup is good food. So stock up on Campbell's Vegetable Soup.
We just had a gentleman get up from his chair and try to slide in and touch the microphone. Second. He had rather a shaky start, but I'm sure he'll finish strong. His name is Arthur F. Gruby. And Arthur, where were you born?
New York City.
New York?
Yeah, around First Avenue.
You were born around where?
The current side of the United Nations on 46th and 47th Street on First Avenue.
On First Avenue?
Right.
I sometimes think that's the worst thing that can happen to you. Let me ask you this. You are a retired agent in charge of Secret Service? Is that right?
That's right, yes.
You mean you were in the Secret Service?
I was with the government over 35 and 28 years with the Secret Service.
Let me ask you this. You know, Arthur, when I was a kid, Secret Service, of course, was the big phrase that implied mystery. Before we had a thing like FBI, was the Secret Service the forerunner or the parent, the godfather of the FBI?
Well,
what were the duties of the Secret Service?
The Secret Service came into being during the Civil War and had mostly to do with counterfeiting.
Counterfeiting?
That's right.
Well, what do you know about counterfeiting?
Well, I know quite a bit. And we
maybe we could go into business here, Arthur. Tell me about it. Say, incidentally, Arthur, I want to ask a question of you. I read a story, I don't know whether there was more than one issue or not, in Harold Ross's magazine, The New Yorker, about the old man, and I think there was a number attached to it, and they had an awful time catching him, who counterfeited on a very small scale.
That's right. That was in the October issue of The New Yorker.
I knew I read about
and,
it. What was the name of the guy? They
well,
had a case?
The 20th Century Fox just made a picture, Mr. 880. It's based on that case, and I was technical advisor on it for the last 2 months. Yes, sir.
Well, that's it. Did any of you guys read that article about this guy? And 20th Century just made a picture on it.
They just made it, and it's a very authentic picture. They don't have all this boom, boom, boom business, you know, a lot of
Well, he wasn't a boom, boom, boom type of guy.
No, he wasn't.
He just went on quietly with his plates. The name was Mr. 880.
That's right.
And
that's
20th Century produced
picture.
It. When does it come out?
Well, it'll be out most any time now.
And you were technical advisor.
That's right.
Why don't you tell these guys? I remember vaguely. You know more about it. Tell them a little bit about this character. Tell the people.
Well, this, in the actual story, this was an old man who counterfeited $1 bills. And he only passed a few a month. And he operated for several years. The smallest of his operations and the way he passed them, well, he got away with it for a long time.
He never went in a big scale.
No,
it was just enough to get along.
Just $1 bills. And it just so happened that I got one of them out here in 1945, the only bill that found its way west of the Mississippi, one of these $1 bills.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we're passing any counterfeit here. There's a fella's picture on this bill. It says his name is Washington. Is that all right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. First name, George?
George.
Got a lot of hair?
Quite a bit.
Got a lot of hair. Number B67168905F, or if not, call Hillside 4562. All right, Arthur, let's see if you can win some money here. By the way, what is your favorite kind of Campbell soup, sir?
Well, I like chicken soup, and I like the bacon and bean.
All right, we'll send you a gift card, Arthur, with the sponsor's compliments.
Well, that's well.
And here comes the $80 Grand Slam question. If you were a rhinoceros, how long would it take you to amble 100 yards with a trunk full of counterfeit money?
That would be 300 feet. Oh, I would say
about
a minute.
1 minute. Thank you, Arthur. What category have you chosen, sir?
The,
common last names in America?
That's right.
I think you'll do all right here. In Good Housekeeping magazine, which, of course, I read from cover to cover monthly, an article lists 4.5 million people in the United States as having one of 50 names. These are very common, ordinary names. Here's the $2 question for Campbell Soup. The most common American last name is that of Captain John, who tried to speak for Miles Standish. What last name is this?
John Smith.
That's right. In second place are four last names. One of these is that of a male movie star. Van what? It's a common name. Van what?
Van Johnson,
that's it. $6 question for Campbell Soups. One of the ninth place names is that of the former Wild West Desperados. They were brothers, the most famous of whom was Jesse.
Jesse James.
All right. $10 question for Campbell Soups. In last place is the name of the all-time great Negro Olympic champion runner, Jesse what?
Jesse Owens.
Good boy. Now you've won $10. Do you want to go double or nothing?
Absolutely.
I wish we could slip you some counterfeit just to make it bigger. For $20, Campbell Soups wants to know this. One of the names tying for ninth place is Alice Faye's husband, Phil what?
Phil Harris.
That's right. Now, for $40, double or nothing, Campbell's wants the answer here. Formerly in second place, but now in sixth, are the people with the last name you're supposed to be trying to keep up with. Keep up with the who?
Joneses.
You've won $40. Congratulations. Thank you. Our next contestant will tackle our next question in just a moment.
This concludes the first half of Double or Nothing, brought to you by Campbell's Vegetable Soup.
Blow the whistle and get on the track of Camel's Pork and Beans. Because once you try them, you'll never go back to any other bean. Camels are top, so get them today. Give them a try and you're going to say, for flavor and zest, the beans are our best, are Campbell's Pork and Beans.
Now, Double or Nothing again, brought to you by Campbell's Pork and Beans. Listen for the Grand Slam finish in the Red and White Sweepstakes. And here's our paymaster of ceremonies, Walter O'Keefe. Okay.
Now we have a lady who's visiting here originally from Dayton, Ohio. Her name is Mrs. Letha Dent, D-E-N-T, and a very unique name that is. Now, what's your job?
Well, my husband's a turkey doctor, and I help him quite
Don't
a bit.
Run so fast there. When you say that, that fascinates me. Your husband is a turkey doctor?
That's right, and I help him quite a bit. So you need quite a bit of help, as many as 10 and 12 people at sometimes.
Yeah.
When you first get the turkeys, you have to count them, and as you count them, you vaccinate them. And as you take them out of boxes, you can easily make mistakes. and then after you've had them about 3 months, you vaccinate them again for chickenpox. And that requires quite a few because they have grown quite large. You need.
Wait a minute. Turkeys get chickenpox?
Well, that's to keep a scale off of their
head. Get chickens get turkey pox?
But they get this just about around Thanksgiving time when you want to sell them.
The first vaccination is for what?
That's for the sniffles or something, something like a cold or the sniffles.
Now, look, dear, I'd like to have you win some money. You've already won a gift card and a Campbell's Pork and Beans. Here's a chance to win $80 in the Grand Slam question. If you were a rhinoceros, how long would it take you to amble 100 yards?
I'd say about 9.5 minutes.
9.5 minutes? Thank you. What category have you chosen, Mrs. Dent?
I think I'll try music, number one.
That brings Irv Orton into play. There's a number in the title of every one of these songs. Mr. Orton, the Altadena prominent tournament official from Life magazine of a couple of weeks ago. That anonymous, sad-looking, unlisted man will now play you the $2 question for Campbell. There's a number involved in this title.
Three Little Pigs.
Three Little what?
Three Little Fishes.
Three Little Fishes. That was written by Saxie Dowell. That leads you up to the $4 question for Campbell's, and this is on the organ.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. That's fine. Now the Campbell $6 question on the organ and piano. What is it?
T for two.
All right, that wins you $6, and you come to the Campbell $10 question on the organ. There's a number involved here.
One.
Take a number from one to ten. One kiss. Now, do you want to go double or nothing?
I'll try.
For $20, Campbell's wants you to give us the answer to this. Let's have it, Irv. Eyes of blue.
2 foot.
Blue.
Five foot two.
That is the book about the Dr. Elliott shelf of books. Now, for $40, double or nothing, Campbell's wants the answer to this.
3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. You win $40. Congratulations. Now, here's the reason lovely Linda Crosby agrees. It's so nice to have a man around the house. Hubby, Lou Crosby.
And here's something gals everywhere agree on, Walter. It's so nice to have plenty of Campbell's pork and beans around the house to feed hungry hubbies like me.
Even I agree on that, Lou.
And whether Mom has a big family or a small family with big appetites, she'll have plenty to satisfy everybody if she opens up a big 1 pound, 7 ounce family size can of Campbell's pork and beans.
The big buy and the best beans.
She'll need plenty, too. Folks really go for Campbell's pork and beans. They're so different from ordinary beans. You see, Campbell's cook their beans a special way.
The Campbell cook them.
Right along with lean bacon pork and rich tomato sauce till there's extra flavor in every bean. Delicious. You gals listening, get the big buy and the best beans. Get the big family size can of Campbell's pork and beans.
For heaven's sakes, I find a fellow who originally comes from Meriden, Connecticut, and I'm from Hartford, and his name is Captain Mark S. Azzolina, and he's been in the U.S. Air Force 9 years. Monsieur le Capitaine.
Right.
Enchanté.
Hi, Walter.
Now, Mark, you've been with the Air Force 9 years. Where are you stationed now?
I'm here in Hollywood at Armed Forces Radio Service.
Ah, Armed Forces Radio?
Uh-huh.
What did you start out as, Mark, back in Meriden? There's a couple of years between us. I wasn't around then.
Well, I started out as a little kid, as a singer, as a
How
little
strange.
Boy.
You started out as a little kid. Well, I lived in Connecticut for years and never dreamed that a guy in Meriden would start out as a little kid.
Well,
you were a boy soprano. What did you become when you grew up?
I became an Air Force officer who was dying to sing at almost any drop of a hat.
Mark, I haven't got my hat here, but Crosby... Yeah, I haven't got my hat, but I'll drop my toupee if you will sing.
I'd be very happy
what
to,
What could you sing for us, Mark?
Well, we just thought that maybe you'd like to hear Once in a While. We could do it real fast.
Once in a While. Do you know what key you sing it in?
Yes.
Does Orton know the key? What key do you sing it in?
I hope in D-flat.
You're hoping a lot.
Once in a while... Will you try to give one little thought to me? Oh, someone else may be near your heart. Oh, once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain. If one spark will remember, the spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me.
Any American boy of Italian extraction who can sing like that deserves to meet Ava Gardner. Mark, we're going to send you a gift card and a pork and beans, which is really not adequate for your contribution here, singing in such a wonderful way. I'm going to give you a shot at the Grand Slam question. If you were a rhinoceros, how long would it take you to amble 100 yards?
I'd say 2 minutes and 15 seconds, Waller.
All right, 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Now, double or nothing for $40.
Wow.
I want to make this hard for you. We've only got time for one question. Where were you born?
Meriden, sir.
You've won $40. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll be back in just a moment with the Grand Slam winner and the Red and White Sweepstakes.
Track of Camel's Pork and Beans, 'cause once you try them, you'll never go back to any other beans. Camels are top, so get them today, give them a try, and you're gonna say, for flavor and zest, the beans that are best are Campbell's Pork and Beans.
Yes, you'll say Campbell's are the best pork and beans you ever tasted. Once you polish off a heaping plateful, you'll agree. Millions buy them, try them, and never go back to ordinary beans. So right away, today, get the best. Get Campbell's. Campbell's Pork and Beans.
Today's Grand Slam question is going to knock you right over in your pagodas. Here is the question. If you were a rhinoceros, how long would it take you to amble 100 yards? And the answer, believe it or not, is 7.3 seconds. And with an estimate of 1 minute, the counterfeiter detector, Arthur Gruby, wins the $80.
Now, friends, our most exciting moment, the Red and White Sweepstakes. Today's cash prize from Campbell's amounts to $220. Today's winning question comes from Mrs. Viola D. Brock of 917 Plaquemine Street, Plaquemine, Louisiana, and we'll pay half our sweepstakes, $110 for it. The first contestant to come up with a correct answer wins the other half of our sweepstakes, or $110. If no one wins, the studio contestants' half the money will be added to tomorrow's Red and White Sweepstakes. Walter?
You only have 30 seconds for Mrs. Brock's question from Plaquemine Mouth. Now, what country is more than 25 times as long as its average width?
Campbell's bring you the Red and White Sweepstakes. Campbell's paying off again. Take a try at the Red and White Sweepstakes. Think about it,
yes,
think
yes,
about it.
Yes, we do have a winner today. The answer is Chile. The winner is a scholar and a gentleman, a student of history. What is his name, Lou?
He is also a student of phony money, Walter Arthur F. Grew.
Arthur, may I say that you have joined one of that select group that we've met in the last 4 years. You won the $40, you won the Grand Slam, you won the sweepstakes, and that hasn't happened very often. What are you going to do, buy an annuity?
No, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. There's so many things we need, but I'll probably find out when I get home.
Thank you very much.
Every day on Double or Nothing, you listeners have a chance to win half the sweepstakes money by sending in the winning sweepstakes question. Here's all you do. Think up a question on any subject. Print your name and address on the back of a Campbell's Pork and Beans label. That's right, a label from a can of Campbell's Pork and Beans. Add the call letters of the station on which you hear Double or Nothing, then write your question and answer under your name and indicate a standard authority such as an encyclopedia, atlas, or other source where we can check the accuracy of your answer. Then mail it to Double or Nothing Sweepstakes, Box 551, Hollywood 28, California. Questions will be judged on the basis of originality, interest, and neatness, and clarity of presentation. Entries to be considered for next week's program must be postmarked during the 7 days prior to midnight this Saturday. The person who submits the winning entry will receive one half the sweepstakes for that program. The decision of the judges is final. Duplicate prizes will be awarded in case of ties. All questions become the property of the makers of Campbell's Pork and Beans, and none will be returned.
This is Walter O'Keefe saying goodbye for now, and when you buy pork and beans, get the best. Say goodbye to the rest. Get Campbell's.
Two different half-hour shows of Double or Nothing, starring Walter O'Keefe, broadcast every day, Monday through Friday, by Campbell's Soups and Campbell's Pork and Beans. Listen tomorrow morning on many of these stations, or at the same time tomorrow on all of these stations for Double or Nothing. This is Lou Crosby saying goodbye for now.
Is it hot in your kitchen today? By the stove, I mean. Well, to keep away from that stove as much as possible and still give your family a satisfying, nourishing dish for supper tonight, serve Franco-American spaghetti. It's off the stove in 5 minutes, yet so doggone good, they'll think you slaved for hours. Fine, firm, tender spaghetti in an extra delicious sauce. Get Franco-American spaghetti today.